the Big Dave Show. So we're all just still reeling from the news this morning when we get up and we find out that longtime Good Morning Cincinnati anchor from WKRC Local 12, John Lomax, passed away just not even 2 years after his retirement. What a shock. And, you know, seeing a lot of people say he's like their father on our Facebook posts. You know, they grew up watching him and the dad I never had and things like that. So it hits us all hard, but none probably harder than the lady that joins us on the phone has been his was his co-host on Good Morning Cincinnati for many years, Sheila Gray. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everybody. It was so nice of you to call and check in.
Well, we just want to make sure you're doing all right, because I imagine the mood over at Local 12 this morning was somber, to say the least.
Well, we're devastated, quite frankly. It was such a shock because, you know, John was so vibrant and healthy, and we just saw him a couple of weeks ago. We all had a little reunion breakfast with him down at Sleepy Bee downtown. Bob and Jen and Tara and I and John all went out and caught up with each other, and he was just so happy and spending lots of time with his grandkids and so proud of his kids, Lindsay and Brandon, and their extended families, and we always loved catching up with him, and we couldn't have imagined that something like this was going to happen. John's one of those people you just think they're going to live forever, you know, and he was only going to be 72 this year, 72 or 73, so he's still a young guy with a lot of life left. So, yeah, I mean, we're just so sad. We're devastated. But we're trying to remember fun things about John.
That's exactly what I want to hear about. Yeah. What's a fun story you have of working with him? Something when the cameras were off.
Well, I'll tell you, when I started working here, as you know, I had worked at Fox 19 for many years before I came over to Local 12. And I had seen John out in the community a few times, but, you know, didn't really know him. But the first day that they had me meet up with him and Bob Herzog and John Gumm for a promotional shoot before I started on the air, John took me aside and he said, "Sheila, now that you're coming to Local 12, you are my family and you will always be my family. And if anyone messes with you, you come to me."
Wow.
It's like Marlon Brando and The Godfather. "You come to me. You come to me on my daughter's wedding." But no, that was John. He loved everyone around him. But he was so funny. Like he would lay in wait with a funny line. Like we could all be so serious or be teasing a story or talking about something, and he would literally lay in wait and just deliver this amazing punchline. And we've been sharing clips like that all day.
All right. Well, Sheila Gray from Local 12 joining us this morning. And I think anybody that ever had an encounter with John Lomax came away with a positive feeling, because I said this, that, you know, every time our paths crossed, I walked away feeling better than I did when I walked up to him, because he was just that friendly. And you hear, you know, there couldn't be a nicer guy in the business about a lot of people, but I really think John Lomax is the epitome of that.
And you know what? Isn't that what we all want at the end of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
To know that we made an impact, that we made someone feel special. And that's what John did. Sorry. That's what John did. And you know what? He knew he was loved, because we made sure he knew he was loved when he retired, and by staying in touch with him. And so if there's anything that John can teach us, it's just to listen to other people and take time and just share your heart and your kindness, because that's what John did. And we appreciate you guys being so kind to us and keeping us in your thoughts today.
No, you got it, Sheila. Well, I know you still got more work to do, and it's a tougher day to do it than normal, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I got to be honest. But we're all getting through it together, because like John said, we're a family. Yeah. And that's what families do. You keep on going one foot in front of the other.
Well, our best to Bob and the rest of the crew over there, and you guys stay strong today and try to remember all the fun times with John Lomax.
Absolutely. And you guys enjoy your B105 family as much as we enjoy our family over here. We love you guys.
Love you too, Sheila. Stay strong, girl.
All right. Will do.